Beats.
Yo, what up? All right, this is episode one-ish, and Vinny talking about some real shit. And
Empire Radio.
We're gonna fucking do this shit real quick.
Coming at you from California.
From Southern California.
The Inland Empire.
Fuck the Inland Empire.
Comes Empire Radio.
Oh, see?
All over Ahsoka.
Damn.
All over.
Hey, so, what the fuck are we gonna talk about? Alright, let's see. We're in our mid-20s. We like to make music. And we just like to talk about some crazy shit because there's some crazy ass motherfuckers out there that need to get an ass whooping. Let's talk about fights, dude. Let's talk about like fights.
Fights?
Let's talk about fights you've been in.
Why me?
Because you've been in more fights than me.
Let's just talk about fights we've seen. What do you think about fights we've seen?
I want to talk about your fights, though.
Why you want to talk about my fights?
Because you're good. You're a good-ass fighter, right, Doc?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Why not? Let's talk about fights. Let's talk about your fight with David.
Damn. David?
How did that happen?
I don't know. I just got out of, like, car and stuff. And
wait, that night we went to a... We went to, like, a party that night, huh?
I don't know where you guys went.
No, I remember you guys fought in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like right across from Bobby's house. That shit was funny. But how did that happen, Doc?
I put him on a... I don't know, he just started attacking me. He just started attacking me and, like, trying to choke me or something. I was like, what are you doing, bro? Get off me.
Slap that fool.
Nah, I punched him.
You know that fool's in jail?
He's in jail? No
He's
way.
He's been in jail for, like, since the last 6 months.
Yeah?
It's been a while, yeah.
No way.
For what?
What?
What do you think for?
Yeah, what did he go to jail for?
Fucking... I don't know exactly what, but I'm pretty sure it was that fucking heroin. Damn. Hey, no, I'm gonna say some real shit.
Alright.
It's kind of sketchy, but... I remember one time when I was all sketchy, that fool was in my room and he was like shooting up some shit.
Yeah.
And like that fool like got stiff, dude. Like he was like he was by my bed and like after he shot up, he just got stiff out of nowhere. And he just fell on my bed. I was like, what the fuck?
Like he froze?
Yeah, he froze and then like he was just laying there on my bed like stuck. Like his
Did you
feet,
touch him?
Like his feet weren't touching the floor. His feet were like, you
he
know,
was levitating.
Yeah, his like feet were like, yeah, like, no, not levitating, but his feet were hanging off the bed, but they weren't like touching the floor. They were just
they
straight.
His knees weren't bent.
Yeah, his knees weren't bent. So it was like, I was like, what the fuck? This was like a fucking zombie or some shit. And I woke up. I was trying to wake him up, and that fool woke up eventually. And he was like, what the fuck? What happened? I was like, fool, you just, like, froze. He was like, oh, shit, I need some water, dog. So I got that fool some water, and I was freaking out, though. I thought he was going to, like, overdose.
What if he overdosed in your house, bro? What would you have done?
Like, my house, my parents were in the living room and shit.
Watching TV?
Yeah, like, if that shit would have happened, like, I would have just tossed him in the backyard, I guess. And dug a hole, maybe.
And dug a hole?
Dug a grave. Nah, but that fool was...
Shallow grave.
That fool luckily didn't pass out. That shit would have been all bad. And then Spada. Yeah.
Tell me a story about him.
Spade on the hike. I remember one time we were smoking at my house. We were smoking just like some bud. And that fool, like, he was just sitting down, you know? And then he looked at his feet. He was like, "Fuck, fool." I was like, "What's up, dog?" He was like, "Fuck, fool." He got all mad. I was like, "What's the matter, dog?" And he was like, "I fucking got my dad's chanclas on right now. Fool, that fool's gonna trip, dog." I was like, "What?" "Yeah, fool, your dad's gonna..." Or his stepdad. I was like, "Your stepdad's gonna trip over some fucking chanclas." He was like, "Yeah, fool, he's gonna beat my ass." I was like, "Damn." But that fool just left after that shit. Some sketchy ass shit.
All that, right. Is sketchy shit.
I've told stories. Let me hear one of your stories.
My stories about what?
I don't know. You don't have any crazy stories that happened while you were jamming or fucking playing a show?
Yeah, I guess.
Vegas?
Okay, let's talk about Vegas.
Yeah,
alright. Nah, that's not a good thing.
Nah, why not? Vegas.
Because you're not supposed to talk about Vegas.
That's relate. But I mean, it's a good story.
I guess it's a good story. No, we can't talk about Vegas.
What?
Alright, what did you do in Vegas?
Alright. It's not even that crazy, but I remember the first time I went to Vegas, it was me and fucking Rakim and Charlie.
Rakim?
We were all in the same car. We drove in my fucking car.
Really?
My parents let me drive my car. That was like before I was all sketchy and shit. But we drove out there, and then our fucking hotel was at Circus Circus. And our fucking hotel room had like a bunch of like, there was like stains of blood on the wall and shit.
What the? No
way.
Yeah, we were
sketched out. But I mean, we weren't gonna go anywhere else. That's our fucking room.
That's disgusting, bro.
That's pretty nasty.
We'll be right back. Here we come again.
Yo! Welcome back. We just went to go get some fucking Jack in the Crack tacos. Those shits are stale like some fucking wood.
Stale like old cookies.
Thanks to Jack. Shout out to Jack for supplying us with late night munchies and
for $5.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Cost.
You can get ten tacos for $5. That's a good ass deal, dog.
That's pretty alright, dude.
I don't care. I don't care if you're a fucking rich ass motherfucker. That shit will fill you up on a rainy day. And I don't care if they put dog food in their food. I've heard that before. I don't know if it's true.
Really?
You didn't hear that?
Nah, who said that?
I don't know. It was on fucking the internet. I heard that. Did you? You know what pink slime is?
What is it?
That fucking the shit they use on like the ground beef for hamburgers and shit. Dude, look that shit up. That shit's nasty, dude. It's called pink slime.
It was recording really low earlier, but all right, let's look at it. Pink slime. Pink slime.
Yeah.
What?
And that's majority of the fast food places use that shit. Look at that shit, dude. You can see the picture.
That's gross.
It looks like fucking ice cream for meat.
Whoa.
And I guess what it does is like it keeps it
like
processed or reserved.
Really?
Yeah, it does something, but that shit's not good for you. Obviously, I mean, look at that shit. Yeah, read about it. Pink slime.
For a product the meat industry calls lean, finely textured beef. Finely textured, well, whatever.
It's boneless, lean beef trimmings.
Gross.
Pink slime has been claimed by some originally to have been used as pet food and cooking oil. This is the shit that they put in most fast food restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
Above ground beef. Yeah, but that's not pink slime. I want to see the slime.
Damn.
That's gross, dude.
Fuck yeah.
It tasted good, though.
I mean, the taco... I don't think they do that. I think, No, I heard on Jack in the Box tacos, they use soy meat. It's not like real meat, but it's like healthier than fucking that shit, obviously. Pink slime, look at that.
It's just like meat, isn't it? Like
yeah, it's like meat. Processed meat. That's like the shit they use for hot dogs. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like, looks like ice cream.
Meat ice cream?
Looks like bomb ice cream.
That's nasty.
Let me get some.
Okay. Eat a tablespoon of that shit.
Raw. It's like sausage, dude.
And what do you think, alright, from worst to best, what do you think's like the top three worst fast food restaurants? Like, worst meaning they'll get you sick as fuck.
Del Taco.
You think Del Taco's the worst?
Nah, not the worst. McDonald's?
Yeah.
McDonald's. The breakfast is bomb, dude, but...
Why are people so obsessed with their fucking breakfast, man?
It's good.
I haven't ate their breakfast in a while.
Just get the little burgers with the cheese and the bacon and the sausage McMuffin.
Did you see that video? I think they have, like, a double cheeseburger. And or it's just a regular McDonald's cheeseburger, but they have it sitting there for, like, months, and it never gets old. It just...
Is that real?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know about that.
Look that shit up.
I think you're lying, dude.
That shit's real as fuck.
How real is it?
It's real.
As fuck.
Reality.
Reality TV.
Reality TV.
No, I think, I heard Taco Bell's pretty bad, too. I heard, like, their beef isn't even real beef either.
Taco Bell's good, though.
Yeah, shit's bomb. Fucking grillers. I like their
See, that's why we're getting static on
Hey, motherfucker.
We're having technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
I think I got it backwards, dude.
Oh, no, no, no.
Hold on.
You hear my lows?
Yeah.
Oh,
man, look at this.
This whole time? See how clear it sounds, though?
It's clear now.
Oh, no.
I don't have good lows. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
Shit's fucking brought to you by Ish's vocal cords.
Brought to you by the inside of Rakim's throat.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. Fucking Rakim, dog, where you at, fool?
Shout out to main black dude, Rakim.
Shout out to Rakim, that fool's holding his ground. Fucking put it in work. Damn, where's
straight up love from SoCal. Oh,
that fool hit us up last time, remember?
He's in Guantanamo Bay.
That fool hit us up for a ride, but we couldn't because we were fucking making music and shit.
Because we're bad friends.
Nah. Hey, shout out on some real shit. We didn't diss you, dog. We were just, you hit us up too late. You gotta hit us up earlier, motherfucker. And let us know what. A couple days in advance, cause you know we're fucking busy as shit, making deadlines, fucking snapping necks and cashing checks.
Bitch.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jump rock, jump where the thugs and jump at. Two pound a weed in a van back, it in a your handbag, your knapsack, it in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact, some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas, bedtime stories, and pose like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause sandals are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to, and won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot you unless you carry guns a lot too. A beer tough thing come at you when trench town man stop, laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop off and them start drop it. We dip in file long and it a beat drop it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get dropped like a bad habit. Son of a the post off if you don't tap it. Rastafari stands alone. Pure ghost and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings a call. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with. Then them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock glock said them a lock rocket. Them we fully up a current like a shock socket. Them we run a road block which but the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds I broke back ratchet. South side, north side. East coast, west coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
sometimes. Welcome back, Empire Radio, SoCal, bitches.
We're just like sitting here, fucking planning our master plan to rule the world and shit, but
like it's thinking kinda, the brain.
It's kind of hard. I mean, like, do you ever think about like how the fuck Hitler just sat there and was like, "All right, how the fuck am I gonna try to take over the world?" That fool was a psycho, dog.
Yeah.
You know all about that shit. I know you got books and shit.
Yeah, he was pretty crazy, man. But like, to what kind of ruling the world are you talking about? Like the world?
No, well, I mean, obviously it's not the world at first, but like kind of like how Hitler got into that state of like totalitarianism, like he wanted to fucking start taking over like parts. Like he obviously didn't want to start taking over the world at first. Yeah, he started taking over like surrounding countries, fucking Poland and all that shit. I don't you probably know more than me.
Yeah.
Like I wonder why he just started thinking about that shit.
I don't know. That's crazy, huh?
Like you never read any of his books, like.
Dude, I was watching the show and like I've been like it was so crazy, dude, cuz like after the first World War, like
Didn't he fight in the First World War?
Yeah, he was a soldier. He almost got killed too.
Fuck, by some Jew or what?
By some, who was it? It was like some, like an Italian soldier. No, some British soldier, something like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he had him like in his sights, dude, like with a gun to him. It was done, and he let him go.
Wait, so the soldier had Hitler in his sight.
Yeah.
And he could have shot him.
He could have just killed him.
What?
And changed the fate of the world.
Dude. Like, imagine how the fucking world would be if there was no Hitler.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. They almost won the war, man.
Second World War? I don't think so, did it?
Yeah, they almost did.
Shit.
Could have.
But then they killed themselves. Him and his fucking hoe, his main hoe.
I bet they were in there doing ecstasy and fucking blowing each other all
that
night.
Hey, that fool used to get high, huh?
I bet he did. He probably did. I think he used to do.
Yeah, I heard he. well, I mean, he probably didn't. Not that shit, but I mean, I know he used to get like.
No, I swear, dude, I heard that they used to give like methamphetamine to soldiers.
Isn't that like World War II? Isn't that when they started making LSD? And they used it as, like, truth serum or some shit? That's what I heard. Man. I heard that the government made fucking LSD to fucking give their enemies... they would give that to their enemies for, like, truth serum or some shit.
I don't know, dude. I haven't heard of that, but that's crazy.
That would be... I mean, there's people that say the fucking government started AIDS. Damn!
Yeah. That's true.
Fucking population control.
Wow.
Hey, that's a pretty good subject. Like, I don't know if you heard, but they're starting to say, like, the world's becoming overpopulated. Like, and they're saying, like, within, like, the next few decades, it's going to be so overpopulated, like, it's going to be, like, turmoil and shit.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that shit, and... They're trying to do population control. That's why people say fucking HARP and the Illuminati, New World Order.
And Ebola. Ebola's breaking out.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I mean, I heard of it. I don't know exactly, like...
I think you, like, die.
Yeah, it's like a disease, and then...
Let's look it up right now.
Yeah, look up that shit. That shit's scary as fuck.
I think AIDS is scary, dude.
Cause it like ruins your, like if you get a cold, you'll fucking die and shit.
Ebola virus disease
coming to a neighborhood near you.
Don't say that.
That's fucked up. My bad.
It's a human disease caused by the Ebola virus. Symptoms typically start 2 days to 3 weeks after contracting the virus. Fucking, you just get pain, fevers. But what happens? I don't know. I guess you just get fucked. Trashed. Fucked up. Yeah, you get fucked up, dude.
But how germs, do you get it?
Germs. They have a fucking party in your body. I don't know. You have to be African. It's in Africa.
Damn, it's from the 70s?
Yeah, dude, Ebola's. Ebola's been around for a while. Ebola.
But,
so what's up, Ish?
I'm fucking chilling, dog. Sipping on this brew.
Why don't you tell us something interesting right now? I wish we could make some calls, but it's freaking late.
It is late as fuck.
What time is it? It's midnight. 12:52. Fuck it. We're still getting this podcast is still going live tonight.
Going strong. Was that earlier?
Yeah, I recorded you guys.
And then I stopped.
Alright, we're getting ready to wrap up.
First episode done.
Done.
And we'll have many more soon to come, hopefully. Fucking talk about more topics. We should have like a email that people could send us for topics they want to hear and shit.
Yeah, we should, huh?
Eventually we'll make that. We don't have that now, but eventually we'll come up with some shit.
Nah, how about I just put my email out there right now?
All
right. And I receive the emails.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. All right. The email is... It is... T-H-E. It's the Cali Gun. The... CaliGun at gmail.com.
All one word?
All one word. Email me and let me know what you think. I don't care if you tell me I suck. Just email me and tell me what you think.
Want to hear some good topics.
Tell me something. Something you liked, something you didn't like. I don't care. Let me know. And I will improve for you.
Yeah.
And we need to stop fucking hitting the mic stand.
Fucking mic stand.
Fuck shit.
Tune
Fuck. Empire Radio.
Biatch.